Georgia's Stand Your Ground law says a person has no duty to retreat and has the right to stand their ground and use force if they believe they're under physical threat. Bill's sponsor, State Senator Vincent Fort, urged committee members to take the 2006 law off the books.
Stand Your Ground laws in Georgia and throughout the rest of the country have made us less safe.
Fort was one of only two speakers to testify during the hearing. He gave examples of cases where he doesn't think the law should apply, including a North Georgia man with Alzheimer's who was shot dead by a neighbor last November after wandering into his backyard and knocking on his door. Meanwhile, Republican committee members raised questions like whether the right to self-defense extends beyond the home. And Republican Senator Josh McCoon raised this issue.
I mean, I think simply repealing the provision is not sufficient because I think we would have to define what an appropriate retreat would be.
After the hearing was over, committee chairman Senator Jesse Stone said he will work with Fort to hold further hearings on the matter, but he was noncommittal about whether the hearing will take place this legislative session.
We're on day 17. Realistically, it would be very difficult for this, even if there was a consensus to pass. I'm thinking a study committee might be justified, but we'll see.
That was not welcome news to Senator Fort.
It cannot wait until next session. I'm disappointed, and we're going to make our disappointment known.
Stand Your Ground laws received national attention after the Florida shooting death of Trayvon Martin and the acquittal of Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman. Michelle Worth, WEBE News, the state capitol.